Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Today, we continue with our study with what the Holy Spirit is doing for you. And our Bible text is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Amen.
Amen.
It's important to know who is the Holy Spirit, and it's important to know what the Holy Spirit does for us. It's important to know the Holy Spirit and what He will do. He will bring you stability, ability to produce righteousness. When the Holy Spirit comes to live in you, He will come with the ability to produce righteousness. Righteousness is the nature of God, which when He imparted us the human spirit and produces the righteousness of God in our spirit, it gives man right standing with God and gives us the ability to stand in the presence of God without a sense of guilt, inferiority, or condemnation. It means a righteousness of God without a sense of guilt, inferiority, or condemnation. It means to be right with God. The righteousness of God is wrought in you. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, He will give you the ability to do things right, to change things, and to make things work. Acts 1:8 again. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So power is the dynamic ability to cause changes. You receive the dynamic ability to cause changes when the Holy Spirit comes into your life. That dynamic ability is a power that works within you. Like a dynamite, it reproduces itself. This means that if the circumstances of your life doesn't favor you, you can change them. This is one of the rights as a child of God. If you're a child of God, you should never be disadvantaged in life. Never again. Amen. Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and that power is a dynamic ability to cause changes." You can affect changes in your family, in your body, in your work, in your finances, in your life, in your city, in whatever you can change. He said, "He shall receive power." When the Holy Spirit comes, you receive power. The dynamic ability to cause changes when I receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "I will come to you," in John 14. Here, He wasn't referring to the rapture or the second coming, but to the Holy Spirit, because He said that He would ask the Father to send us another Comforter. One just like Him, called alongside to help us, the one is the Holy Spirit. So this means that you will not be helpless. Nothing should happen in your life to make you say, "I'm helpless." Jesus said you would receive the dynamic ability to cause changes. If you want things to change in your life, in your partner, in your children, in your job, in your school, in your country, or anything, wherever you all go, you can change. You have the dynamic ability to cause those changes when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. We are not helpless. The trouble is that a lot of people, they don't have the Holy Spirit. And then a lot of those who have the Holy Spirit, they don't know who He really is and what He can do for them. They haven't put that power to work. Now it's up to you to put the power of the Holy Spirit in you to work everywhere in everything that you want to accomplish. You can change it. All you need to decide are the changes you want, and let Him do the work through you. When that anointing of God's Spirit starts working through you, there is no demon that can stop it. This is why it should be every this is how it should be for every child of God. You've got to have the anointing of God's Spirit working through you and in your life for everybody, for every day. Someone may say, I always have bad dreams, unclean dreams. Every time I close my eyes, I sleep and sleep, it's one nightmare after another. I don't know what it is to be at peace, what to do about it. What you need is the fullness of the Holy Spirit. This is the reason for prayer. When you pray, you can be full of the Spirit. These are things you can do until the Spirit of God helps you to do them. Now, the Bible tells us that Jesus offered Himself to God through the Holy Spirit. After He received the Holy Spirit at the river of Jordan, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. The Holy Ghost got a hold of Jesus and took Him in the wilderness, not to have an exciting time, but to be tempted by the devil. The Holy Ghost can take advantage, can take changes in your life. And when He does, it doesn't matter the process, what counts is the end product. So remember, His thoughts towards you are thoughts of peace, not of evil. Understand this. It doesn't matter what happens to you. If you're in the will of God, you can rejoice. No matter how deep they take you, He will go down there with you. The Bible lets us know that in Israel's affliction, He was afflicted in Isaiah. It also assures that even when you go through the water, it will not overflow you. And when you go through the fire, it will not burn you. Do you remember the three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? King Nebuchadnezzar ordered that they should be thrown into a fiery furnace because they refused to worship his idol. When they were thrown into the furnace, only their bones were burned, their clothes were intact, and they were standing upright. King Nebuchadnezzar was shocked at what he saw and asked his counselors, Do you see what I see? Did we put three men bound into this furnace? The son said, yes, sir. But I can see four. I see four of them. No hurt and no problem. The fourth one was like a son of God, an angel. And that fourth one is still with us today.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. He's called the angel of his presence. You may remember that last week we spoke about the angel of his presence. When you go through the fire, he is with you. When you go through the water, he's right there. When you go after trouble on the job or your home, he's right there. If you have trouble with your finances, he's right there. He's not there to suffer with you through that situation. He's there to help you change it. So he's there to bring you out of that mess. There are Christians who are struggling to stop drinking alcohol, as example. They want to stop, but they find it so difficult. Some others may have problems with food, with eating. They never have any control over their appetite to eat. Yet, to some others, the problem is sleep. They can sleep anywhere and everywhere. They can't sleep for 5 minutes or they fall asleep. Sometimes there are as many problems as there are Christians. You may have heard the message and you know it affects you as well. Hold on. There's a spirit in you, the one whom you haven't given the right way yet. There's a spirit in you that has a ministry. He was sent for a purpose. He was not just sent to help you to talk in tongues. Now, speaking tongues is a miracle, and it's good to speak in tongues because the Spirit is talking through you. But we must extend that Holy Spirit into the whole realm of life. When you speak in tongues, you don't know what is coming out of your mouth next. Yet he takes charge of your tongue and makes you speak those blissful words. The one who makes you speak in those tongues that are never learned can take charge of your whole body. Your legs, your head, your hands, and whatever it is. He can take charge of it and you can change it. The Spirit of God can make you do the things that God wants you to do in your life. He gives you not only the will to do, but also the ability. Philippians 2:13 says, "It is God which worketh in both to will and to do his good pleasure." Not only does he make you willing, he can make you do it. Many people have great ideas, but they never start. So the Holy Spirit helps us to do it. But many of us haven't come to that point in our lives with the Holy Spirit. We're still trying to do things by ourselves. We try ourselves and we fail. But that struggle will end when you recognize the working of the Holy Spirit in your life and you will give him the right of way. Yes. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, he did not say, follow me and try to become fishers of men. He said, I will make you fisher of men. He is the one, and he has the ability. So the responsibility of making you becomes rests on him. All you require to do is to follow him. He will direct you. He will lead you. He will take you by the hand and lead you, but you have to follow. So there's no extra effort needed in God's side. No extra effort on your side. All that is needed is for God to say it, for you to agree with it, and what he has said about it. So he will give you the rest. He will give you rest. You like to have rest. Just to relax and be at rest. He will give you rest. The Holy Spirit will give you rest. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will give you rest from trouble, from worries. He will give you rest from war. There could be wars raging within us sometimes. We are so troubled because there's bad news are coming or something we heard, it troubles our mind. But he will give us rest. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're troubled because of one thing or another. Some are even troubled about their jobs. They're afraid I can lose it. Some people always have negative things. Something can happen. Something may happen. Something may go wrong. But the Holy Spirit is here to help us to make it right. There may be so much trouble, so much war all around us, but the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest for your soul. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are heavy loaded, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you shall have rest unto your souls. Matthew 11. The Holy Ghost is one who is carrying on the earth today the ministry which Jesus had started. The Holy Spirit is continuing Jesus' work. And just as Jesus said, he will give you peace, not as the world gives, but peace amid turmoil. He will give you rest from your struggle. He will give you rest for your soul. We read in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. When the Holy Spirit dwells in you, in his fullness, he will give you peace and rest. When the Holy Spirit dwells in your life, in fullness, you will have that peace. You will have that rest in you. In Isaiah 32, verse 17, says, the work of righteousness will be peace. The works of righteousness will be peace. I said before, when the Holy Spirit is in us, we have the righteousness of God in us. So the work of righteousness will be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. My people will dwell in peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. The righteousness of God in your life produces peace, quietness, and assurance. People will wonder at you because they cannot fathom how you can have so much peace and rest when everything seems to go the wrong way. But this is one of the things you enjoy when the Holy Spirit comes into your life. and you allow him to work for you. You see, sometimes the Holy Spirit comes, he wants to give us, but it's up to us to allow him to do those changes. There are people who cannot sleep at night. But if the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, you will have rest amid the trouble and storms of life. The Bible says, when men are cast down, then shall they say, there is lifting up. When you're cast down, it says, be lifted up. You'll be like one to lift others up. Because you have the peace, it will flow from you to others, and you will help the fearful and troubled. Jesus is the one who said, peace be still. There was a great calm. He hushed the sea to sleep. He can calm your spirit and bring you rest of your soul. He said, peace I live with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives, but do not let your heart be troubled, do not be afraid. And do you know something? If the world cannot give you this peace to you, the world also cannot take away your peace. You will have rest for your soul. When the Holy Spirit floods your life, you will receive the power to do the exceptional. You will have power in proclaiming His name. You will have power to change situations. When the Holy Spirit healed, when Jesus healed the sick, He changed their situations. The same way, the Holy Spirit gives us power that enable us to bring changes in us and around us to others. The assurance of His presence in us enables us to have peace of mind. Jesus said, if you are heavy loaded, I will, and if you are tired, come unto me and I will give you rest. He's there with His arms wide open, just come, I have you. It's beautiful that our Lord cares so much about us. Nothing should be too much for us, because in Him we have the strength. We no longer need to pray for strength or for help, because they are in us through the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is in us, we have the strength. We continue. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.